Okay, I have something really juicy for you today. You know that house that was once featured on the Bravo network on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? The house that they rented for a girls' trip? Well, I have rented this house for a women's retreat taking place June 21st through the 25th. And this house is a 6,000 square foot luxury villa in the foothills of Santa Barbara. So you can find all the information for the retreat at projectimpactretreat.com. I'll see you there. Hello and welcome back to Tech Champagne. My name is Alisa Purdy and I'm your host. And today I'm here with the lovely Aaliyah Glasgow. She is the owner of the Efficiency Project here in Santa Barbara. She also has locations in San Diego and the Central Valley here. And I am so excited to chat with her today. She's a client of mine and a friend and has done some work for me in my home. Welcome, Aaliyah.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. I'm so excited to share you and your business and some really cool background and business strategies with the listeners today. So let's start from the beginning. How did the Efficiency Project start?
Well, it started originally as a collaboration between my sister, Casey Giebe, and I. My sister's an interior designer. And at the time that we were trying to figure out a side hustle where her and I could work together, I was working desperately to not have an in-home daycare anymore. I was a preschool teacher when my kids were, I was a preschool teacher before I had kids. And then when I had my babies, I started an in-home daycare. But to feed my adult brain and not just sing Itsy Bitsy Spider all day, I was a wedding planner. So I had this like creative, organized brain already. And then my sister was already working as an interior designer, and we wanted to come up with a side hustle because we really wanted to work together. And we just couldn't figure out what it was. I wasn't sure I wanted to just do interior design, and she was working for a firm at the time, so she couldn't really, you know, bring me on to her projects. And then one day we were at a friend's house, and this had happened repeatedly over and over at different friends and family members' houses, where we were at a friend's house, like, I think we were like hanging curtains or something like that for free, just to be nice, to help a friend. And we looked at each other and we're like, why isn't this our side hustle? Why isn't judging people's houses our side hustle? So anyway, after some time and a lot of conversation, we kind of landed on professional organizing and interior styling. It was something that we were both good at and we both liked to do. But then as the time has gone on, her interior design business has boomed and she now has her own firm. And the Efficiency Project kind of took off as its own little thing. And it was became not a side hustle anymore. And it became my full-time job. So I kind of ran with the Efficiency Project and Casey ran with Casey Giebe Interior Designs.
Awesome. What are some memorable projects that you had in the beginning? How did that start for you?
You know, we had, I think we probably had some friends who were disappointed when we started charging. Casey and I are both born and raised in Santa Barbara. So we have a really great friend base here. We're pretty well connected in the community. We know lots of people from different walks of life in this area. And when we first announced the Efficiency Project, we already had friends who were like, you know, ready to hit the ground running with us. So I feel like we had support and word of mouth from the get-go, which was really great. But I think it was Facebook and some of those mom groups on Facebook that where we started to get our first like real clients outside of our friend groups. And some of those bigger clients that I got like right off the bat are still my clients after 6 years.
I love that. I mean, it's an ongoing thing, right? You go into someone's home and you help them and do the organizing.
Changes. Like, yes. I actually just having this conversation with somebody about how, well, if I was a really good professional organizer, they wouldn't need me anymore. So I'd be putting myself out of business. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, ultimately, that's really a cool thought. And maybe it could be true for some people. But the type of people who hire me, like, for example, one of the clients I'm thinking of hired me when she had her first baby, was pregnant with her second baby, had lots of rooms in a two-story house and just couldn't do it all by herself. She was actually a very organized person, but just needed help. She kept saying, I feel like I need to clone myself. And guess what? Here I am. I'm your clone. I can do all the things you can do. So anyway, we worked together really well. And she had me help her with basically every room of her house. And now she's about to have her fifth baby. And they moved to an even bigger house with even more bedrooms. So her lifestyle just keeps changing and she keeps having me back. And we've developed this really great relationship that, you know, she's from Miami. She's not from Santa Barbara. And so we wouldn't have met otherwise. And she's moved on from the client pocket. And now she's a really great friend.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah, I think it's an ongoing thing because we all have our, you know, life changes, as you're just talking about. Your family grows. We also have bad habits that, unfortunately, you don't solve all of those. So you might come in and organize and yeah. Then we get back to some bad habits, and then we lose the flow.
Need a refresher. Yes. I think that one of the things that sets my business apart from some other professional organizers is that I try really hard to teach the efficient lifestyle habits. I like working one-on-one with my clients. I like the coaching them through, you know, how to come up with the best practices for their lifestyle and their household and their family. I don't think there's a one size fits all. So yeah, I think it's great to have like an evolving relationship with them because I can make better suggestions for what will work for them that they can maintain and keep when I get to know them really well.
Yeah. Yeah. And something that we were talking about a little bit before we hit record here was, you know, the fact that what you do in that space during that day, week, or whatever that is so much bigger than organizing someone's physical space. There's a ripple effect that I'm sure you see. You know, my husband and I moved into this house. We still need you, but you came in and did our kitchen. And I love to cook and I love a routine in the morning and I just couldn't be in my routine. And it was really disruptive and creating a lot of conflict. And oh my gosh, I was so much lighter that day and just felt so much better. And I'm sure you see that a lot with your clients.
I think one of my favorite compliments / feedback that I get at the end of a project is like, oh my gosh, I feel like I can breathe. Mm-hmm. And I think your physical space does weigh on your emotional well-being and your psyche and your mood. So when you can clear your space and you know where everything is and it just feels decluttered and that energy just feels really good.
Yeah. And I think it's important too to bring up, you know, you've mentioned the values that you have in your business, you know, healthy families, sustainability is a big one for you. I know that we've talked about that a little bit. So what does sustainability look like when you're working with your clients?
Well, one of the things that we do is we do a complimentary charitable donation haul with every day of our service because, well, it's a twofold reason. One is because I know that if I leave it at your house, you're never going to get to it and you're going to start taking from it and putting stuff back in the cabinets where it shouldn't be. So we do try to immediately remove things from the space once the client has decided that they no longer need it. And then that way I can take it and donate it to places where I know it's going to go to good use and not just end up in a landfill. But then if there are things that are not donatable, maybe they are too far gone and they are just trash, then I like to make sure that they are disposed of properly. We'll take paint to be disposed of properly from the correct vendors for that. We'll do electronic waste. I try to keep things out of landfills. I try to make sure that as much can be reused as possible is. But on top of that, I really, really preach conscious consumerism. Mm-hmm. And the number one way to keep your house decluttered is to stop buying more stuff. So really shopping your house first, using what you have first, and just being a more conscious consumer. So when we buy products for clients, ultimately, I'm going to buy the products that they want for their house, but make suggestions for, you know, bamboo over plastic. I also like to use what they already have as much as possible instead of buying more product.
Okay, so I don't interrupt episodes very often, but I think this is really important and I don't want you to miss it. I want to invite you into the Live Launch Club, which is starting on April 3rd. In the Live Launch Club, I'm going to be leading a launch for the group and everyone will be on the same schedule. You get to choose one offer. I will give you a schedule. I will give you your email templates, what to say, how to say it. I will help you decide on your pricing and I will help you determine your revenue goals so that you can hit them. So join me in the Live Launch Club. We're starting on April 3rd. I will put a link to this group in the show notes and you will finally have the support and community that you need so that you can execute a very strong, profitable launch. I'm excited to see you there. Okay, back to the episode. You have some rules for the closet. I know you have a course called the Efficiency Dress Code, and we will link to that here in the show notes. But kind of along those same lines, you have some rules for closets.
I do. And to the sustainability one, it's quality over quantity, mm-hmm. just to not feed into the fast fashion industry and to, you know, support companies that are being environmentally responsible. And so perhaps their garments are more expensive, but they're probably also better made and better for the environment, and they're going to last you longer. So I say splurge on some good quality pieces, but just have less of them.
And you have a number with the number of pieces.
Yeah. So the efficiency dress code, the number of pieces that I try to get my clients to get into is under 200 items. It's easier said than done. It's kind of a hard process to, you know, declutter your wardrobe and to figure out which pieces are worth keeping. But yeah, so my goal is to help my clients get under 200 pieces in their wardrobe, in dressers. That's including socks, underwear, like the whole shebang.
I have not counted everything in my closet. I didn't think I would come close to that, but I bet, you know, when you really sit down and count, most people probably
when I started,
that.
I had 45 pairs of shoes, I think, when I started my own personal journey on the efficiency dress code. And I think I was surprised. I have a decent size walk-in closet, so I think I might have had some shoes squirreled away I forgot about. And so even for my own lifestyle, like I think of myself as pretty minimal. I'm not a total minimalist, but, you know, I try really hard to be meaningful in what I have in my space. But when it came to my closet, I had, you know, I had things of all sizes. I have three kids, so my size had fluctuated quite a bit through pregnancy, breastfeeding, losing the baby weight, getting pregnant again. I mean, so I had everything from, you know, like a size 6 to a size 14 in my closet, and I didn't need that anymore. My youngest baby is 11, so I'm not planning on having that issue again. So I needed to do some weeding out in my own closet too. And, you know, that experience actually really helped me have some compassion for what it's like for my clients to go through their belongings. And it can be stressful, not to mention it was just sweaty, like trying everything on when I was really doing the workshop, like going through my checklist and trying to see what I wanted to promote for creating my workshop. It was really hard. I would like put on pants and be like, oh my gosh, I'm like breaking out in a sweat here. but it was actually really rewarding. And it's really awesome now that I know exactly what fits me. I know it looks good together. I know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's been the efficiency dress code has absolutely been life-changing for my own closet. So
yeah.
I hope that I can get some more clients to let me whip their closets into shape too.
Yeah. I mean, the fewer items you have in the closet, the less laundry you have to do and the less organizing you have to do. And, you know, easier said than done, I'm sure. But yeah, it's highly valuable, as you know. And then, you know, something else you were talking about before we hit record here is organizing with kids. So, you know, organizing with adults is one thing, but your work, I think, in kids' spaces is quite different. So let's talk about that for a sec.
Yeah. As I mentioned, I was a preschool teacher before I had kids. And then I had an in-home daycare once I became a mom. At the height of doing daycare, I had 14 kids. I was licensed for 14 kids in my home. And I had a full-time assistant that was with me. And, you know, managing your own family and managing that many other children in your home can be incredibly overwhelming, but it definitely was like trial by fire. And I was able to learn a lot from that experience. And it's really helped me as a professional organizer. Honestly, I feel like it makes me uniquely qualified to work with clients who want to instill organizational traits and efficient habits with their children. Because first of all, I know how to work with kids. Second of all, I've lived it. Mm-hmm. and third of all, now as a, you know, I'm on my sixth year of doing the efficiency project as a professional organizer. So I have a lot of experience actually helping multiple different families work in their spaces. And I've learned quite a bit of what is holding people back from teaching their kids how to be organized.
Mm, I love that. And do you have favorite spaces to work on?
Something that
speaks to you?
100%. I mean, okay, so kitchens are my favorite to organize by far. Because I'm a foodie and I love to cook, and I, you know, I'll pat myself on the back and I think I'm actually a pretty good cook. So when I'm at somebody's house and I see how much they have, and it's like maybe they have like one baby and they're like, oh, I have to have all this extra food, or I need all of these extra gadgets, or I need all of these extra appliances because I cook every night for my baby. I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and call bullshit on that one. Because I have three huge children and a huge husband, and they're all overeaters. And I managed to keep them all very well fed with honestly very, very little kitchen appliances and some good knife skills. And honestly, that's, you know, I can keep it really simple in the kitchen and still whip up huge feasts nightly. So kitchens are my favorite to organize by far, but garages are incredibly rewarding. Mm. And I don't think I like dirty garage jobs very much, but damn, like when you see the state of the garage in the beginning, and normally my garage projects take about 2 days with my team. If I'm really lucky, I get clients who let me design new cabinets and like actually finish the space and make the garage look amazing. But those projects are the ones where it's like, holy cow, you can see such a great difference by the end of those, you know, 2 days or whatever it is. And those are really rewarding projects.
Yeah. And for people who are listening who might think that having a professional organizer as part of your life is out of reach, you know, there's a mindset thing, of course, to hiring people to help you in any part of your life. You know, it's important to think about the bigger picture, the happiness, the relaxation, the, you know, the energy that is elevated. You know, if you're an entrepreneur.
The value of your time. Mm-hmm. I have clients who it took them a while to get to the point where they realized like, okay, they could give up their whole Saturday and they could organize their garage and only get it halfway done, but their time is valuable. Either they're missing out on something else that they want to be doing, or if they, you know, if you're taking time off of work to catch up on things like that, then you're missing out on money. So for it, when you look at it that way, like having my team come and get something done in 2 days is, if it's me plus three people, so four people working for two full days, divide that by the number of hours one person would take to do it. And that's a lot of freaking time that you are spending trying to catch up on stuff. So there's the time investment too.
Yeah, absolutely. And the emotional connection we have to our things, that is taken out of the picture so that it actually gets done instead of, oh, I used that 5 years ago and I need to hang on to it.
I actually just did a post this morning about the best life hack that I can help think of for decluttering is to put an expiration date on it. Mm. And it's one of the things I talk about in the efficiency dress code as well, is if it doesn't fit you now, then keep it for a season. If it doesn't fit you, if you didn't wear it this season because it didn't fit, by the next season when it comes around again, if it still doesn't fit you, let it go. Don't let size, weight, body image stuff have you hold on to clothing longer than you need it. And then same thing, I think the example I used on my post this morning was if you've got golf clubs collecting dust in the corner of your garage, taking up that valuable floor space, well, put an expiration date on it. If you don't use those golf clubs in the next six months, guess what? You don't golf.
You're not no longer a golfer.
So let it go. Bring up that valuable space and energy.
You also do something I think that's really fun that you do is you do seasonal decor.
I do.
I think that would be so fun.
It is really fun. And I kind of stumbled upon that one. I think maybe as with my background as an event planner, mm-hmm. I like decorating. I think it's really fun. So for Christmas, I do seasonal decor. We have some clients locally that will have us come. We will decorate their house for Christmas. We'll trim the tree for them. Anything we don't use, we try to donate. If it, you know, if you didn't use it this season, let it go. And then we come back after the holidays and we come clean it all up and organize it and put it back. So magic. It takes a lot of stress out of the holidays for our clients who want to enjoy, you know, a decorated house or host a party or whatever it is and not be stressed about having to do all the work themselves.
Yeah, I love it. And you enjoy it. And I think that's really...
Oh, I love it.
Like, the point. Yeah.
I mean, I try to not drink on the job, but man, if I could have a hot toddy or some eggnog with bourbon in it.
Oh, yes.
Listen to Christmas music while I'm trimming a tree, it would be even better.
Sounds so fun. Awesome. Well, Aaliyah, thank you so much for chatting with me here on the podcast. What's the best place for people to hang out with you? Is it on Instagram?
I think I'm probably most active and social on Instagram, and that's the Efficiency Project. It's just the Efficiency Project now. It used to be the Efficiency Project SB, but yeah, just the Efficiency Project. But I also am the one who responds to all email inquiries. So go to the website and you can contact us there.
Perfect. I'll put all those links in the show notes so people can find you quickly and easily.
Thank you. So fun talking to you.
Of course. So excited to see what's next with you for the Efficiency Project. I know it's going to be a busy year for you.
I hope so.
Okay. Well, thank you everyone for listening to this episode of Tech Champagne, and I will see you next week. Bye.
Thank you for spending your time with me today. I hope this episode brought you exactly what you needed. If you had fun today, be sure to hit the subscribe button or leave me a review. Your support means the world to me, and it helps other women entrepreneurs find the show as well. And if you're looking for a free place to connect and learn more about creating your own six-figure online business, check out my Facebook group, Empowered Entrepreneurs. See you on the next episode.